Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 28. This year is sponsored in memory of Leah Bat Yitzchak Meir. We over here on Pesachim 28, we're looking at a quick brisa that says, if one was traveling in the desert and needed to dispose of chametz, he crumbles it and scatters it to the wind. If he was traveling in a boat, he crumbles it and casts it into the sea. So depending on where he is, in the desert, on land, or on the sea, he scatters it to the wind, and if he's traveling in a boat, he casts it into the sea. I wonder what the Gemara would say nowadays if someone's flying in a helicopter, flying in an airplane, what they would do. But that's for another time, a different question for a much greater person than me, a much more knowledgeable person than me would be able to probably answer that. But anyway, the Gemara talks about scattering it to the wind or casting it into the sea. In our own life, whatever place we are in our own life, whatever position we find ourselves in our own life, if we have any of our own chametz, we should figure out how to disperse of it and how to scatter it, whatever level we're on. We talked about before on a previous episode on a different daf how we should get rid of the chametz in our own life little by little. So for me personally, when we got married, my wife and I, over the years, we tried to little by little scatter some of our chametz. So we switched over to Jewish music and male Jewish music, and we tried to switch over Blineder, and we tried to switch over also Blineder to Jewish novels. And little by little, we try to get rid of the chametz out of our own lives. Whatever level we are, wherever we are, whether we're on land with 2 feet fully plunging in, or to a Torah lifestyle, fully immersing ourselves in all Torah specific products, or even if we're just on the boat trying to travel to get there to the land, and we're going little by little, we're not there yet. Maybe we could just look into some Jewish music, look into some Jewish books, but whatever we are, whatever aspect, whatever place we are in our own life, we could try to get rid of our own chametz in our own lives little by little, whether we're on land, fully immersed and ready to jump headfirst into the land of only Torah things, or whether we're traveling on the way in the boat, slowly but surely making it, whatever aspect we are, wherever we're holding, whatever part we are, we should try to little by little try to immerse ourselves to get rid of the chametz, to scatter the chametz, to crumble the chametz little by little. Of course, granted, it's difficult to let go of many different things. You don't have to throw things over and throw things away overnight. But at least in some aspects of our lives, being involved in Torah in some aspect, signing up for emails or reading Torah articles or being involved in listening to Torah or watching Torah or reading Torah or listening to music on some aspect, whatever we can, little by little, as the Gemara talks about scattering it in the wind, if you're on land, or traveling in boat, casting to the sea, wherever we're holding, little by little, getting rid of the chametz out of our lives as much as we can in our own holding position, little by little, every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 29 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.